Vakami Yerushalmi corresponding to Bava Kama Bavli, Dapim Samach Dalad through Ayin. Beginning Yerushalmi on Daf Lamad on the base at the Mishnah. Hanaf Api Shnayim, Betabach Omocha Api Hem, Oy Api Shnayim, Achirim, Meshalam Tashlami Abar, Vachamisha. If one stole in front of two witnesses and slaughtered or sold in front of them or two other witnesses, he pays four or five. Hanaf Omocha Vashabas, Hanaf Omocha, La'avoy Dezorah. In all these cases, he pays four or five. If he stole and sold on Shabbos or to idolatry. Hanaf Betabach Omocha V'Yom Kippurim, he stole and slaughtered or sold on Yom Kippur. Hanaf Mishal Aviv, Betabach Omocha, Machakach Nes Aviv, Mishalim Tashmi Abba V'Chamisha. He stole from his father and slaughtered or sold, and then his father died, then he has to pay four or five. Hanaf Betabach Omocha, Machakach Hikdish, Mishalim Tashmi Abba V'Chamisha. If he stole and slaughtered and then he made a Hikdish, he also pays four or five. Hanaf Betabach Omocha, Lerufua, Lerklavim, Hashoichet V'Nimsa Trefer, Hashoichet, Hulin, Ba'azorah, if he stole and slaughtered for medicinal needs or to feed dogs, or the animal was found to be a treifa, or he slaughtered, hulin ba'azor means non-kodesh, the non-kodesh animal in the temple courtyard, he pays four or five. Rishon poter b'sheni b'shenei eidah. Rishon exempts for these last two. Gemara says, and we have to add here a sentence, l'v'loi kein amar v'yochanan b'mokim, ma'koi v'tashlun loike v'ina m'shalim. Gemara asked, didn't Rabbi Yochanan say that if one did an avera for which there are lashes in payment, he receives lashes and he does not pay? So why does one pay for shechita on Yom Kippur? And we add these words, kushulah hisu boy, he answers he pays if they do not warn him, and therefore there are no lashes. Lekeinam Rabbi Yabol, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, hevid b'chelev, b'shagav b'korban, masin boy v'lekeo mevi korban. Didn't Rabbi Yabol, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, say that if one was mazed about eating chelev, which is forbidden fat, and forgot about the korban, because one who eats b'shoigeg, he has to bring a korban. We warn him, and he receives lashes, and he brings a korban. Just like he suffers two punishments, we should say so about one who is liable, lashes and payment. Yibun, b'achir, b'shem, b'shmur, b'yitzhak, k'dei b'shasoy, sh'nei dvorim, m'suim, l'beistim, ha'tefes, echad mehem, yotza, davar, sh'mosu, b'shamayim. Yibun, b'achir, quoting b'shmur, b'yitzhak, answer that, k'dei b'shasoy, or the Pasuk teaches that for two matters, punishments of one Avera handed over to Beis Din, such as payment and lashes, enforce only one of them, and this excludes something handed over to Shamayim, which is a korban.